God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us then who are mature be of the same mind. And if you think differently about anything, this too God will reveal to you. Only let us hold fast to what we have attained. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is truth and life, and it shall never return void because you are not a man that you should lie, but you are God Almighty. We thank you for this new year, 2012. We thank you for supernatural restoration. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. We believe you, Lord, and we trust you. We thank you, God, and we shall press on.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
I'll be speaking to you today from the subject, I will press on. I will press on. You know, It Is Well Living Church, we have received a heavenly call of God to go higher, to live holy, and to help build the kingdom of God. We've received this call, Jane, to go higher in God and to live a holy life in God and to help build the kingdom of God on earth to the glory and honor of God. And that is a heavenly call. It's a high calling. And God has called you and he's called me and he's called all of us to that call. And as we approach this new year, 2012, this new year, this new assignment, and this new promise, it's a new promise of supernatural restoration, we realize that although we have not attained or reached all of our goals, we realize that we have not reached all of our goals. We have not lost the weight. We have not finished college. We have not loved our wives or loved our husbands as we need to. We have not surrendered our lives fully to God. We have not reached all of our goals. In 2011, we've not attained or reached them, but we press on.
Amen.
We press on. We move on. We press on. We press on to build our families. We press on to build our faith. We press on to build community. We press on to build our marriages. We press on to build ourselves physically. We press on and read the word and grow spiritually. We press on and go into the physicians to get healthier. We press on to do the impossible through God. We press on even though we have not reached the mark, the high call. We still press on. We press on. We press on to know God through Christ. We press on. And that's what we've been doing for the past few years. We've been getting to know God more, pressing on. And we've been trying to know God. We've been trying to know his ways. We've been trying to know God's will. And we've been trying to know God's word. We've been trying to understand and discern and hear his word. We want to know his ways. We want to know his will for our lives. You all need to and want to and ought to want to know God's will for your life. And you ought to want to know his word. Because his word is power. His word is where you're going to make it. His word is your sword. His word is your defense against the wiles of the devil. His word is what will take you into supernatural restoration. It won't be the psychic friends. It won't be the word of your best friend. It won't be the word of your mama or your daddy. It will only be the word of God. And if someone is not speaking the word, then you have the right to tune them out.
Amen.
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 Word. The word is what's going to take us to supernatural restoration. So we press on to the word. The only way we can go higher and move forward is to continue learning his word. You know, I was watching a Christian television program Friday night, And I was just blown away. We need Christian television. I love Christian television. It gets you through. You need it at times. I have turned on many of Christian stations and heard someone preaching and said, "Oh my God, what are they saying?" Then a few moments later, I'm saying, "Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because they're speaking the word." But there are times when they're not speaking the word. And if you don't know the word, you will be deceived. Amen. If you don't know the word of God for yourself, you'll think that right or wrong is right. But it's not. You have to know the word. And I was looking at this Christian television program, and they were saying all types of things to deceive, to draw you in, and to cause you to believe what they were saying, but they were not speaking the word. And if you did not know the word, you would only go backwards.
Amen.
You won't go forward, but you must know God's word. John 8:31 says, "To those of you who believe, if you abide in my words, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. Lord, have mercy, and the truth shall set you free." Lies bind you. False information keeps you in bondage. But the word of God sets you free. The word over your life sets you free to go higher, to go forward, to be supernaturally restored. You'll only be restored when you learn and know the word for yourself in the proper context, in the historical, cultural, and social context of the word, the location of that word. You would only know the word for yourself and go higher in supernatural restoration. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And even though we do not know God's word like we should, we still press on. We press on to learn. We press on to Bible study. We press on to church. We press on to reading devotionals. We press on to understanding. We press on to getting proper information. We press on, even though we have been lied to and deceived and heard false rumors and different things concerning the word, we still have an opportunity now to press on. And if you learn and know the truth, you shall be set free. Even though we do not know God's word like we should, we press past the fact that we do not know God's words, and we are on our way, blessings. We are on our way, blessings. We are on our way to knowing, blessings. Praise the Lord. Come on in. Praise the Lord. We are on our way to knowing. Even though we have not learned his word, we are on our way. So don't give up. You know, it's something that compels us inside to go forward, to press on. There's something in us, church, that compels us to go forward, to press on. Something on the inside, when we want to stay in bed, when we don't want to come to church, when we want to stay behind, there's something inside of us that is calling us to Monroe and calling us to the Word and calling us to God and calling us to church. There's something on the inside, and it is not the spirit of Satan. It is the spirit of God calling you higher and telling you to press on despite your problems, despite the bills, despite the circumstance, despite the issue, despite the sickness. It's something inside of you that is calling you. It's something that's calling you. It's something that's calling you to come to church, to hear his word. And if you are going to go higher, if you are going to press on, if you are going to go further than you ever gone in life, if you are going to reach supernatural restoration in your life, you're going to have to surrender to the Spirit of God. I know that the flesh wants to do other things, but you're going to have to surrender to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
The flesh wants to dance, but surrender to the Spirit of God. The flesh wants to party, but surrender to the Spirit of God. The flesh wants to stay in bed, but surrender to the Spirit of God. The flesh wants to go the opposite way, but the Spirit of God is calling you this way. The flesh wants to stay in bad relationships and bad circumstances, live on a lower level, but the Spirit is calling you higher. Follow the Spirit. The Spirit is calling you higher. The Spirit is telling you you can go back to school. You can do these different things in your life. You can finish college. Your marriage can be blessed. You can get a better job. You can live in a better neighborhood. You can do the things that God is calling you to do. The Spirit is calling you higher, but the flesh is calling you and holding you back.
Amen.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Something in you compels you to go forward, even when we don't want to go forward. It's something in you. I'm telling you, church, you. There's something in you saying, keep going. Keep moving forward. Keep reading the word. Keep praying. Keep pursuing God. Keep going higher. There's something in you. It may not be in your friend. It may not be in your boys. It may not be in even those that are in your household, Lord, have mercy. But it's in you. It's in you because you're sitting here. It's in you because you're going higher. It's in you because you're blessed. It's in you because you were raised that way. It's in you because your grandmother, your grandfather, somebody imparted that in you. It is in you. And it's the Spirit. And we press on. We press on. Lord have mercy. We press on. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. God's own people. God's own people. In order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of God. You're God's own people. You are a chosen race. A holy nation, a royal priesthood, and you press on because you're chosen. Keep your chosen, so you press on. I know sometimes it's hard, but you press on. Kalisha, you press on because you're chosen. You're chosen, Nicole, so you press on. You don't know why you're pressing on all the time, but you're chosen. God has chosen you. He has shined his light upon you, and you continue to press on. You press on because you're royal. You're a royal priesthood. You're royal. I know that they said you were not nothing, but you're royal. I know that he said you wouldn't make it, but you're royal. I know that she said that you were a player, but you're royal. I'm telling you today that you are royalty in God, and you press on. You press on. We press on in 2011. We press on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You're a holy nation.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're God's own people.